And if you're tired of making up long passwords with ampersands and percent signs, here's some good news. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, part of the Commerce Department, has issued new guidance on what makes a good password for, say, your online bank account. And that advice does not include many of the things that we've been told to do in the past. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. This is music to my ears, by the way, because passwords are really troublesome for me.
Yeah, me too. And everybody that's listening, probably. Yeah. Now, we're going to get to the new guidelines. But first, where did these old guidelines about special characters and uppercase letters come from?
So a guy named Bill Burr worked for this National Institutes of Standards and Technology. In 2003, he came up with a bulletin that said the best passwords were awkward words with obscure characters and capitals and numbers, and that changing passwords regularly was also important. And that's the basis upon which companies that use passwords have been telling people to create their passwords. And it turns out that's not exactly true.
Those requirements don't actually help improve security?
Yeah, so the issue is passwords are now broken by computers, right? They try these algorithms and they try variations on things. And what the new studies have showed is that these rules have done little for security. They have a relatively negative impact on your actual usability because people forget them all the time and have to change them. And that people often use little transformations when they change passwords. Don't tell anyone, I'm one of those people. You know, like you change the number one to a number two, or you change an O to a zero, or an S to a dollar sign.
Well, in fairness, no password hacker could ever figure that out, right?
Well, that's the thing, that hackers have figured this out a long time ago, and so they can figure it out very quickly, and most people forget the changes they've made, so they keep on making other changes that hackers can find out as easily.
So what are we supposed to do now? What are the most secure kinds of passwords?
So the new guidance is that easy to remember but long phrases make more sense than crazy characters. So, for instance, if a password that is a normal word, say 11 characters, but it's got capitals and it's got numbers and it's got ampersands and dollar signs, would take a hacker, a machine doing this about 3 days to crack. But if you used a 25 character sentence, no spaces in it, but just letters, all lowercase, that same password would take 550 years to crack because each letter is one of 26 options and you've multiplied 25 by 26 and got all those options. And so that is why those 2003 rules don't work as well as the new guidelines. So a password that is a phrase with no spaces and lots of characters.
25 characters in a password?
Right. But remember, so two things. One is letters are better than numbers because you have more options, right?
Right.
The hacker has to go through 26 options of every letter, but it could be a sentence that you like. I enjoy eating turkey sandwiches. That's the kind of thing that's 26 times the number of letters in that thing. So the point is, make it easy to remember. Do something, talk about something that you actually like talking about and use that as your password.
And don't use the turkey sandwiches one now, Ali, because listeners all know it.
Yeah, that's right.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
All right. Bye.
It's here and now.